Well, let's take a look first at high school basketball action around the area last night. More postseason play in girls regional finals last night in Class 1A. Bedford goes to the state tournament as they post a 45-33 victory over Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also, Arweva will join Bedford at the state tourney as they grab a 53-48 win over Corning last night. And they'll actually play each other in the first round of the girls' state basketball tourney in Class 1A. Arweva and Bedford will battle in the opening game next Monday, February 27th at 10 a.m. in that week-long tournament. Others who qualified in Class 1A include Lamar's Galen Catholic, North Butler, West Sioux, Linville Sully, North Tama, and North Mahaska, all in the tournament this year. In Class 2A Girls Regional Finals last night, it was Western Christian knocking off Kemper Catholic 94-56. Odebolt Arthur BCIG, a winner over Lawton Bronson 59-51. And IKM Manning topping Panorama 52-43. In the 2A state tournament, Odebolt Arthur BCIG, the number one ranked team in Class 2A, will face West Marshall in a first round matchup. For IKM Manning, ranked number three, they'll play an undefeated Bellevue team in the first round on Tuesday, February 28th. Also, Pella Christian, West Hancock, Western Christian, and Esterville Lincoln Central will be playing in the 2A girls' state tourney. And boys basketball action last night, postseason play. Class 3A getting underway. It was district semifinal night, and Atlantic held off Red Oak 47-40 last night. Dalton Franken led the way offensively with 16 points, and along the way, he passed the 1,000-point mark for his career in the contest last night. Franken ended up with 16 points to lead the Trojans. Blake Esbeck came off the bench. The senior drilled four straight three-pointers in the third and fourth quarters to help Atlantic hold off the Tigers last night as they played pretty well last evening, sticking close. The Trojans never able to get a double-digit lead in the basketball game last night, did just enough to win the contest. Coach Steve Blazek said his team played hard, but the shots just didn't fall.
Maybe we rushed a few shots. I thought, you know, the shots, you know, like you said, were probably, decent shots, except for a few on the box when they doubled down, and we probably should have kicked it out. but overall, you know, we shoot 35% from the field. I mean, we did play hard. Didn't play as smart as we'd like. Our 1-3-1 zone was effective there for a little bit, but it's really hard in a zone unless you're playing a true matchup to know where the Walker kid is, and he hit a couple of his threes against the zone, but we did get some turnovers out of it. But we're going to have to be able to guard Harlan man-to-man. There's no doubt about it. I mean, if we can't do that, they're eventually going to move the ball enough. They're going to get a lot of attempts from three-point shots, and we're just going to play a whole lot smarter, and hopefully the ball goes in the basket a little bit better.
Well, the Trojans win it to go to 19-3 on the season and advance to the district final, which will be coming up this Thursday night at the Abraham Lincoln Fieldhouse in Council Bluffs. And the reason Coach Blazek mentions Harlan's because that's who they'll play next. Harlan picks up a 63-31 win over Glenwood last night. A pretty impressive second half for the Cyclones. Glenwood led 23-20 at halftime. Harlan outscored them 43-8 in the second half to run away with that victory. Harlan and Atlantic Thursday night, 7 o'clock from Council Bluffs. We'll, of course, have that one live for you here on KJAN and KJAN.com. Also in 3A district semis last night, Bishop Heelan Catholic, a 58-55 overtime winner as they beat Sergeant Bluff Luton. Carroll topping Denison 71-56, and it was Norwalk over Creston's 46-35. In boys class 4A first round substate play last night, Lewis Central advancing with a 69-30 win over Abraham Lincoln, while Sioux City West eliminated Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson by a final of 65-54 last night. Well, more basketball tonight around the region. And girls' regional finals tonight, Winterset will play Glenwood. That game is here in Atlantic tonight. Also in 3A regional finals, Denison faces Bishop Heelan Catholic. That game is up at Sioux City East High School. And in girls' class 4A regional final tonight, Lewis Central will play Ankeny for the right to go to state. That game will be played at Valley West Des Moines High School tonight. In boys' class 2A district finals this evening, Kemper Catholic will play East Sac County. That game is at Denison tonight. At Red Oak this evening, Clarinda will face off against Underwood, and at Adel, it'll be Panorama facing Des Moines Christian, those winners moving into the sub-state round. And also tonight in boys' Class 1A district semifinals, we'll have a game for you here on the air tonight from Elkhorn as Exira EHK will play host to Adair Casey this evening. Those two teams played a couple of times in Rolling Hills Conference play. We'll have all the action for you live tonight here on KJAN and also on the web at KJAN.com. 7 o'clock is tip time, and we're on the air at 6:50 this evening with the broadcast. That's Exira EHK versus Adair Casey from Elkhorn tonight, live here on the radio. Also in 1A District Semis tonight, boys action. It's Cam at home against Corning. Boyer Valley will play host to Logan Magnolia. Ankeny Christian will face East Green at Rippey tonight. Also, East Mills is at home against St. Albert. Guthrie Center will host Coon Rapids Baird. Nottoway Valley is at home in Greenfield to Mount Air. Trainer hosting Fremont Mills. And Arweva will play at West Monona tonight. Those winners all moving on. Well, the final Associated Press Boys High School basketball poll for 3A and 4A schools out late yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, Ankeny is the new number one, with Iowa City West dropping to number two. Both teams are undefeated. Cedar Falls, Sioux City East, and Linmar round out the top five, with Des Moines Hoover, West Des Moines Valley, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Urbandale, and Des Moines Roosevelt the top 10. In Class 3A, MOC Floyd Valley remains number one, with Waverly Shell Rock 2, Mount Pleasant 3, Davenport Assumption, and Western Dubuque rounding out the top five. Webster City, Iowa Falls Alden are 6 and 7, followed by Atlantic and Dallas Center Grimes. Those two teams tied for 8th in the poll, and Bishop Helan Catholic jumps into the poll this week at number 10. Quincy Acey had 22 points and 16 rebounds to power number 13 Baylor to a tough 77-72 win over Texas in the only game Monday night involving a ranked team. Baylor rallied from a 12-point deficit early in the second half as Acey scored 7 straight points to push the Bears to a 5-point lead with under 3 minutes to play, as Pierre Jackson made 6 consecutive free throws to put the game away for Baylor. Kentucky and Syracuse are 1-2 in the AP Top 25 for the fourth straight week. The Wildcats are spending their 5th consecutive week at the top and 7th overall after getting 63 first-place votes from the 65-member national media panel. The Orange, who spent 6 weeks at number 1, got the other first-place votes. Missouri, Kansas, Duke stay 3rd through 5th, followed by Michigan State, North Carolina, Ohio State, Georgetown, and Marquette. In the NBA yesterday, it was Chicago over Atlanta 90-79, New Jersey topping New York 100-92, Dallas over Boston 89-73, Houston topping Memphis 97-93, Oklahoma City beat New Orleans 101-93, Orlando edged Milwaukee 93-90, Denver in overtime a 103-101 winner over Minnesota, San Antonio outscored Utah 106-102, Phoenix over Washington 104-88, Golden State over the L.A. Clippers 104-97, and the L.A. Lakers beat Portland 103-92. Just 2 games in the National Hockey League last night, both shutouts. Ottawa 6-0 over the New York Islanders. Carolina 5-0 over Washington. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, North Texas football coach Dan McCarney is out of the hospital following a stroke last week. McCarney felt his left side go numb February 12th and was taken to an area hospital. Doctors later confirmed that he had a stroke. A university spokesman says McCarney was released last Thursday and has returned to the office for about an hour each day. McCarney has said he expects to lead the Mean Green through spring drills, which begin on March 28th. The 58-year-old McCarney was hired to coach the Mean Green in November of 2010. He went 5-7 in his first season last year. Previously, he coached at Iowa State from 1995 to 2006 and has worked as an assistant in his career at Florida, South Florida, Wisconsin, and Iowa. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that the Kansas City Chiefs and cornerback Stanford Rout have agreed to terms on a $19.6 million 3-year contract. The person, speaking anonymously, said the agreement deal includes a $4 million signing bonus and $6 million the first season. Rout is still owed $5 million next month from the Raiders, who released him after the first year of a $54.4 million 5-year deal. Rout chose the Chiefs over competing offers from Buffalo, Cincinnati, Houston, New Orleans, Minnesota, and Tennessee. Rout will likely take over for Brandon Carr, who will become a free agent. Signing Rout means the Chiefs are more likely to use the franchise tag on wide receiver Dwayne Bowe instead of Carr. In baseball news, two of baseball's prized free agent off-season acquisitions showed up at their new team's training camp Monday morning. Albert Pujols reported to the LA Angels facility in Arizona. The three-time National League MVP headed to the clubhouse to meet his new teammates, but not before stopping at the team's equipment room, where he was introduced to several employees and clubhouse attendants. Pujols left the St. Louis Cardinals in December after 11 seasons for a contract in the $250 million range. Meanwhile, Prince Fielder was an early arrival at the Tigers' camp in Florida. The slugging first baseman agreed to a $214 million 9-year contract with Detroit after playing his entire big league career in Milwaukee. He joined slugger Miguel Cabrera and ace Justin Verlander to form an imposing trio of MVP caliber players in their primes. Manny Ramirez and the Oakland Athletics have reached agreement on a minor league contract. Ramirez is expected to report to spring training by the end of the week. The 12-time All-Star is due to serve a 50-game suspension for his second positive drug test before he can play for the A's. Barring rainouts, his first game could be May 30th on his 40th birthday. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Raul Ibanez and the New York Yankees have agreed to a $1.1 million 1-year contract. The 39-year-old outfielder played with Philadelphia the last three seasons. He's expected to be the Yankees' primary designated hitter against right-handed starting pitchers. New York chose Ibanez over former Yankees Johnny Damon and Hideki Matsui, who are also free agents. Steven Strasburg will follow the same path as Washington Nationals teammate Jordan Zimmermann in his comeback from elbow ligament replacement surgery. Nationals manager Davey Johnson said Monday that Strasburg will be limited to 150 to 160 innings this season. Zimmermann threw 161 and a third innings last year following surgery and hopes to reach 200 this year. Calling his age a non-factor, 49-year-old Jamie Moyer is looking to resume his career with the Colorado Rockies, one of a few teams that showed interest. Moyer last pitched with the Phillies in July of 2010 before undergoing elbow ligament replacement surgery last year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.